Okay, Wednesday, June 10th, 5:49 a.m. I didn't work on the painting today. I didn't work on the painting yesterday. I'm kind of trying to get it to dry a little bit more, so I don't have to deal with some other stuff. But stopping and looking at it for these past 2 days. There's always opportunities to actually add something or deal with something on the painting. And by not working on it and just looking at it, you don't get set into certain ideas, which is the hard thing not to do when you're doing a painting. Once you settle into an idea, the painting's going that direction. There's nothing you're gonna do that's gonna change that. So some paintings I think it's okay to do that. Some paintings I think I really work against it to try to get to the end. This one, I don't know. I'm definitely going with the idea that I started. But so you look at it from the painting aspect, how much, what types of pigments to use and all the other decisions you got to make. So you try to keep those as simple as possible. So I worked it down to 3 pigments plus white and 2 different whites. I don't know about that. Anyway, on other news, I'm getting tired of this lockdown. After the demonstrations that they have and I continue to have and everything, it's plain to me that either these rules for the lockdown carried out by all the local governments, nothing in the federal government says something and the local governments have to implement it if they don't want to look like a bunch of idiots for trying to think that they could figure it out themselves when the federal government's already having enough trouble trying to do that. You look at everything on the news and then you kind of drive around too, and you look at other people and try to get a feel for everything that's going on. It seems that that some of these rules are really arbitrary. Wait a minute. You look at some stuff and it doesn't make sense, and you say, how do I question that? nobody wants you to question it. They won't want you to step in line, but you see all sorts of different stuff. People not social distancing, but it's okay, and wherever you go, and you got the people that are following the rules that are getting shafted because they're following the rules, and that's the way it always seems to go when you got somebody in charge that's really unfair, who could care less about you, that's one thing about working in the corporate world. If you're working at a job, and your boss is telling you to do a bunch of shit that you don't want to do, and you have no choice, and his decisions that he makes are all arbitrary and don't really have anything to do with you, and maybe somebody else, but not you. So you see the inequity there. But it happens. There's people that are not shouldn't be in the positions that they are, but they are. I'm sure it's a hard thing to do to run a state or a county or a city, But you got to be fair to people. You just have to. If you're not doing that, then yeah, you're kind of creating your own world there, you know, because we're all supposed to be free enough to do stuff that we're allowed to do. And if some one group's allowed to do it, then everybody should be allowed to do it. That's the American way. You know, the corporate world I was working in had a union, and you know, like I got with that union, you know, I'm happy with it, and I'm not happy with it. You know, they piss me off sometimes because anyway, I won't say that. But yeah, so unions are a good idea, okay? But at one point, they get so much power, and that they really slow down the works, or they really make the work environment worse than better, you know? And I understand sometimes, you know, especially, well, everybody. There are some people that that need a little bit more discipline than that they're exercising. So the union's there to protect them when the company wants to dole out some kind of directive on how to be more disciplined in your job. Like, you know, like everybody else. Everybody else, you know, they may not all be the same result, but at least they're a little bit more disciplined than what this one particular person could be. And there's always somebody like that. And in all walks of life, you know. And the politicians walk around think, you know, acting like they're doing everything just right, but you got to know there's somebody in there that's like that lacks a lot of discipline, and you see it. You know, these guys that can't keep their dicks in their pants, that just surprises me. Just don't do it, you know? Just don't do it. It's just not right. Anyway, back to the painting. Let's see. Yeah, so I'm trying to get this to dry up a little. Oh boy. And I see it's still wet in a lot of spots. So I'm gonna leave this for a while. I want to start another painting. Maybe another one after that too, around the same time. But these other two that I haven't moved back to the storage area on the wall here, back to the storage area. And I can work on two more at the same time. But yeah, let me turn the other light on and see what it looks like. Oh, gotta adjust the light. Hold on. Little too low. Wasn't getting the whole picture of the painting. Okay, let's see. Oh, yeah. That's weird. Like I said, when I started this painting, I started with mostly the pigment red. And so what I've done is reintroduced red, just plain red again, into it to bring it back to that place where it was once. And it doesn't hurt it, you know, it doesn't make any sense, but it doesn't hurt it at this point, as far as a painting's concerned. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, you get an idea what the paint can do at this point, and you go with that idea. And you know, so this is a lot of little planes, series of planes and large planes and small planes. And as far as the paint's concerned. But it's not all real flat. You know, a small section of it could be flat, but not all of it. Okay. Yeah, painting on today would be nice, but I gotta really leave this because I'm gonna screw it up if I don't. Yeah, pretty dry. What about over here? Oh, that's pretty dry. How's that? Oh yeah, that too. Okay. Real dry. What about the red? That a little tacky still. Just a slight tack. Oh yeah, down here it's real tack. But no paint lifted. And another section. Okay, so all this is dry. All this is dry. Okay, good. So yeah, let me leave it for a while. Otherwise, it's not gonna have the look that I worked on it. This is gonna look like you just put a bunch of paint on there. Dang, I spilled coffee on my shirt. Okay. So, I guess that's it for now. Make sure to talk about some stuff. Let's see, what else did I talk about? Yeah. So society's at hold, on hold. There's no galleries to go to. Online, I don't really like online art. It's just not the same experience as seeing it in person. It just is not. And there's nothing you can do to change that. I don't care how high def you're gonna make something. There's no way you're gonna experience the same thing. You'll get an idea of what you might be experiencing, but you're not gonna experience the same thing when you look at art in person, as opposed to looking at online, where you won't experience it as well as you should. But everything's closed, so I can't do anything. Going for my walks each day is my highlight. Get out there and look at nature at least, see other people. And things haven't changed. Down by the river, when you go for your walk, you see the people, you see the usual people, the walkers and the runners and the bikers and and the bums. Okay, I know. Homeless. And yeah, I guess they're choosing that lifestyle or something because there's a lot of stuff out there to help them get out of that. So supposedly, I mean, we're spending a lot of money on it, so it would seem to me that if there isn't something out there for some guy out in, or girl, some guy or gal is out in the street living that way because that's what they choose to do or can't get the wherewithal. Supposedly there's a government thing that's supposed to help that, right? You would think so. I mean, we spend a lot of money. Yeah, don't get me started about spending a lot of money. I mean, you people, I'm not a big fan of Donald Trump. He's there's lots of stuff for him to that he does that makes you want to just say, "Come on," to his face, "What are you saying?" But hey, I'm not in that position. But, to spend that much money on investigating something that apparently is coming out that is not, it's not true. He was not colluding with the Russians. And as a matter of fact, there's a bunch of people out there that just wanted you to think that he was. We spent close to $40 million on it in 3 years, of listening to it and wondering what's going on. Did he really do this or did he not do this or what? But it turns out that he didn't do it, and his other people that law enforcement, they enforced the law, who went after some of his people. That's just disgusting. I mean, now everybody's talking about the rule of law. Well, let's go with the rule of law then. Why were these people allowed to do this stuff? They got the head of agencies, going into Congress behind closed doors and saying, because it came out in the transcripts, and saying that no, they had no evidence whatsoever that the president has ever colluded with the Russians and been a part of a conspiracy to bring down our governmental system or something. That's what they testified in Congress behind closed doors, and it was all sealed up till recently. And comes out that that's what they said, that there's nothing the president did wrong, And but the minute they left those get out of those closed doors and went to the TV stations, they're telling the country that, oh, the president's a traitor, He colluded with the Russians. I mean, he's pretty much a Russian asset. Hey, these same guys in under oath won't tell you that, but they're out there on the TV saying that. That should say something. That should say a lot, what these people are doing. If anybody's trying to subvert the our life here, it's those people that did that testified under oath and then came out and told the rest of us something completely opposite. Those are despicable people. I don't know how they could live with themselves. I really don't. And I re understand that when they did that, it was probably something that seemed okay to do to them, But right now, as far as I'm concerned, they could. They can go ahead and sit there and worry because somebody's after them now. And it's right that they are after them because they did a wrong thing, And they didn't realize it at the time, apparently, because they're supposed to be upholding the law. Some of these people are law enforcement. That's what happens when you get somebody in law enforcement that doesn't know what that means. And it's. That says a lot about that administration, to me. That they had somebody so incompetent, in a position of power, for whatever reasons, And I understand that sometimes it's hard to tell, what's going on. But from my understanding, that they did all this stuff. With the nod of even I guess even the previous administration's president, at least the very least the nod, he may not have told him what to do, but he's hearing stuff, and he's not saying, "Hey, stop that because that's against the law," he's not going to say that. They're doing exactly what he wants them to do. I don't see how you can if that and if that's what he did, I don't see how you can convict him of that in a court of law, It always comes down to that, right? When somebody's in trouble and they start lying, hey, it's his word against mine. unless there's some evidence of some sort, the video evidence. But even video stuff, is sometimes misleading. Anyway, oh boy, I got some stuff to do today too. There's a skunk out there this morning. Boy, I opened the window. Close that window back up. Where'd that skunk come from? We haven't had a skunk out here in, 6 months at least. At least. No, probably even before that. It's been a while. That I noticed anyway. Okay. Okay, let's call it quits for now.